News from UNIFIL. Following a decision by UN headquarters in New York, UN peacekeeping missions worldwide, including UNIFIL, have been forced to cut their budgets significantly in the coming months, resulting in reductions of personnel by a quarter. To find out what's happening with UNIFIL, we spoke with the mission's spokesperson, Candace Ardiel.
The ongoing repatriation of UNIFIL peacekeepers is triggered by the financial crisis affecting the entire organization, and it's forcing us to make difficult but unavoidable decisions. The first batch of peacekeepers left South Lebanon in November, and this will continue through the first quarter of 2026. Around 1,300 peacekeepers have returned home, in addition to 300 naval peacekeepers who returned home in early December with the departure of two ships from our maritime task force. It's important to clarify that these reductions are unrelated to the recent Security Council decision to start the drawdown and eventual withdrawal of UNIFIL beginning in 2027. Our mandate under Resolution 1701 will continue through the end of 2026, and we will do everything possible to lessen any negative effects that the funding shortfall will have on us and on our operations until then. We will continue to work closely with Lebanese authorities and with our troop contributing countries to implement any required changes in the least disruptive way possible, so we can fulfill the mandate in the most effective way in the time that we have.
As we entered the village of Shour in November, workers stood atop electricity poles installing new solar streetlights. UNIFIL extended a helping hand to support the village as it gradually shakes off the dust of the recent conflict and returns to its normal rhythm of life, despite the fragile security situation. Shour, home to around 1,500 permanent residents and spanning nearly 800 hectares, had long struggled with weak public lighting, creating risks for drivers, pedestrians, and families moving around after dark. UNIFIL Civil Affairs Officer Nasser Sabah gives us more details.
During a meeting with the mayor elected in 2025, several of the town's needs were discussed. Naturally, these needs are numerous due to the war and the destruction that occurred. Therefore, one of UNIFIL post-war priorities was to support local authorities so they could provide better services to the people. Here we are talking about basic services such as water, electricity, and public safety.
The solar streetlight project stretches across nearly 4 kilometers of village roads, covering around 24 neighborhoods. As we visited the village, 176 solar-powered streetlights were being installed, providing an environmentally friendly, cost-saving, and reliable source of lighting. The mayor of Shour, Mohammed Khalil, accompanied us to the site of the solar-powered pumping station of the village, where workers were also preparing units for installation.
For us, street lighting is a priority for the town, both for traffic safety and for residents who go out at night. This is therefore an urgent need for the community, and we cannot allow the town to remain in darkness, especially at the main entrances and in the public square. This project covers approximately 23 or 24 of the main neighborhoods in the village, and we have tried to make the distribution balance so that lighting reaches everyone.
Mayor Khalil says the partnership between Shour and UNIFIL goes back many years, with several projects completed in cooperation with previous municipal councils.
The relationship with UNIFIL is an old one. In fact, with previous municipalities, there were earlier projects that were implemented in the town. I recall that more than 10 years ago, there was a project to establish a public library in the town square. This library has a cultural, intellectual, and scientific character. It hosts seminars, awareness campaigns, literacy sessions, and reading activities. UNIFIL contributed to the creation of this library. This was a very important project and was completed within a remarkably short time frame. And there are also other projects in which UNIFIL has contributed.